This is Greg Tingle reporting from Media Man Australia. We're speaking to Quentin Dempster, just having concluded his talk at the latest Friends of the ABC. Welcome to the program, Quentin.
Hi.
So tell me, what was the main achievement of the latest in a series of Friends of the ABC conferences?
I suppose it's just raising the awareness of, that since the government's flat rejection of triennial funding for the ABC, we've had to start to cut off bits of ourselves, like the closure of Behind the News, that children's program, young adults program that produced by TV schools programming out of South Australia, and to one of the lowest blows under funding pressure on the ABC is the end of the cadetship program, the cadet journalist intake on the ABC. So what's happening here is that many Australians through the Friends of the ABC are very concerned about the funding pressure, and they're starting to rally and get politically active.
Yes,
and that's what you have to do in a democracy, I suppose.
Well, we're here on this sunny day. We live at Maroogra Beach, and we thought, no, we're going to the Friends of the ABC meeting, no matter what.
Good on you, mate.
And we've mentioned the book as well, Death Struggle, fantastic book. So what would be the next step after today? What's the sort of follow-up actions that yourself and some of the Friends of the ABC will take to really make sure we get the optimum result out of today's meeting?
Well, it's an ongoing campaign to maintain the ABC in the mainstream of Australian media. There's great pressure from News Corporation through the editorial published in The Australian on May 22nd, where they basically said the News Corporation's objective for the ABC is to reduce the ABC to the status of PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, in the United States, which is a niche broadcaster. And they're saying that they only get 20% of their funding from the government and the rest of it comes from subscription. They have telephones. It's like a charity. Richard Alston, the minister, has been raising that as a future funding mechanism for the ABC. But what the real agenda is, I believe, is to, if they're ever going to reduce the ABC to the status of PBS in the United States, that would destroy us as a mainstream player in Australian media. At the moment, where our television, ABC Channel 2, scores about 16% of the audience in television. Across all our radio network platforms, we've got about 22% of the audience in radio. We're doing very well in internet services. A lot of the audience, millions of hits come to the ABC internet service. It's free, you can download transcripts of all the programs, and eventually you'll be able to video stream them. You'll be able to click on them and see the program you missed the night before, hopefully free.
Yep.
Now, if we can't sustain ourselves financially through government public funding, through the taxpayer, we will be reduced, our audiences will go, we will not be able to maintain our audiences, and the ABC will be reduced to the status of a niche player like PBS in the United States. And I'm maintaining that that's not what the Australian people want. Neither the Howard government, nor Keating or Hawke before them, had any mandate from the Australian public to destroy the ABC. The ABC is one of the most trusted institutions in the country, and we're going to have to fight, we're going to have to continue to fight to keep it if we want media diversity. Not opposed to commercial media, good on them. Good luck to them.
Yep.
We want to complement the commercial media because we do, the ABC does things that the commercial media won't do because it's not a quitting.
Okay, so in a nutshell, the sort of things that we can do is speak to our neighbours and email information through, join the email list of Friends of the ABC, tell people about it, write into politicians, just practical things, but we can make a difference in keeping it in that public eye?
Exactly. The Friends of the ABC is an amazing organisation with about 14,000 members. I think it's a substantial community organisation. And we're very lucky to have an organisation like the Friends. Ordinary Australians who pay, what, $20 to join and maintain a real sophisticated concern. The ABC is a flawed institution. We make mistakes. There can be bias. There can be inexperience. Anybody who consumes media knows this. So we're not perfect. But at the same time, the ABC is the one that's contributing in the mainstream to the media landscape. And what makes Australia quite distinctive as opposed to that otherwise great democracy of the United States, where their public broadcast is minuscule in its voice and its impact and its influence by comparison to ABC in Australia.
When do you think we can expect to hear another mention of the Friends of the ABC on an ABC program? Are we able to make a prediction on that one?
Well, there's a lot of argument inside the ABC. The ABC itself won't advocate for itself on its airwaves. So the Friends activities don't get much of a run.
But everyone pretty much knows that you're involved in the Friends of the ABC, so you bring that credibility to it and keeping it in the public eye.
I'm trying to. I'm out there. Yeah.
You know, you certainly are. It's been a pleasure to meet you and conduct this interview, Clinton, and we look forward to future contact.
Good on you.
Thank you. Well,